This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, March 6th. God's word to you today is word, not world. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 12, verse 2, and it says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Babylon had and still has two main objectives. The first is to change your identity, and the second is to change your worldview. The Babylon system of thinking was forced upon Daniel and his friends in much the same way our culture tries to train us each day to conform our thinking to its own. Take homosexuality for example. Can you remember the first time you heard homosexual? Most of us almost fainted, right? The thought of it in itself was unbelievable. But over time, the media keeps telling us and telling our children that it is the norm. Guess what? When we hear about homosexuality these days, we do not feel or react like in times past. Do you know why? They are trying to change our thinking, but they will fail in Jesus' name. That is the danger of the media. Parents, pay attention to the media your children are exposed to. Increasingly, there are more Christians who are not married, but are cohabiting or living together. What started off as an issue Christians in the Western world had to deal with is now prevalent in Nigeria. People live in the same house and attend church as a couple, yet they are not married. In the cases we picked up, we had to intervene and tell them they can only live together when they are married. Some of the people we separated did not understand it initially, and it was tough for them, but we insisted. Some of them almost walked out on church altogether, but they stayed. They lived apart, did things right, and when they were ready, they got married. Today, some of them are married with their own children, and some are actually pastors. There is a proper way, the God way, to behave as children of God. You cannot accept what the world preaches as right. The objective of pointing out these things is not to condemn anybody, and it is not a holier-than-thou front. The truth is that what is wrong is wrong. My grandmother would say, "What is wrong does not have another name. It is wrong." The Babylon system of thinking is trying to change our worldview. For the sake of definition, the worldview is a set of ideas or beliefs about the basic truth of reality and the important questions of life. Increasingly, we have married people that are in relationships with people other than their spouse. The world is trying to tell us this is acceptable. But the truth is, what is wrong is wrong. There is no other name for it. Part of knowing who you are is knowing what you stand for and knowing what you believe. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open my heart to your transforming power. Rid me of the behaviors and customs of this world. Change the way I think and teach me God's will. In Jesus' name, amen.